speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
There is no question about it that God is real and that God is alive. God is responsible for creating us according to His very image, and friends, our God continues to operate in our lives. He doesn't do it in a mystical or miraculous way, but rather we know that God is constantly working providentially behind the scenes to bring forth good blessings to our lives. You know, the greatest blessing that you and I are able to see and to experience in this life is through Jesus Christ our Lord. For the last several weeks, we have been looking back to the cross of Christ to identify what it is that Jesus Christ, our Lord, went through in order for you and me to be able to have a means of redemption through the shedding of His blood. In all of that, we have identified is that this is indeed the greatest example in regard to what God has in His love for us. We know the love of God in a number of ways. Through the fact that we've been created by Him according to His image, as we mentioned a while ago. But also, you and I know the love of God because of what it is that He is constantly doing for us in this world through all of the physical blessings that He bestows upon us during the time in which we dwell here. But friends, the greatest expression and demonstration of our God's love is seen back when Jesus Christ died at Calvary for our sins. As we think with reference to the death of our Lord, this morning I want us to focus our attention upon the proper responses that you and I must have in regard to what we find when Jesus Christ gave His life upon the cruel and undeserving cross of Calvary. To begin with, a proper response that you and I must engage in as human beings, but also as Christians, is that we need to examine every aspect of the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whenever I say examine, I want to first explain that word. Examine is a verb, and by that I mean is that what I am identifying that we need to think about is that we need to take action in regard to the cross of Jesus. As we think with regard to examining all of the surrounding evidence as it is given to the cross, I'm suggesting this morning that you and I need to study carefully everything, every aspect of the cross that we can get our hands on. I'm suggesting that we need to study the great detail that surrounds our Lord and Savior and what it is that He went through in order to give you and me a means of redemption. Why would I say that we need to examine the cross of Jesus? Friends, we examine things that we want to pay attention to. We examine things that are important to us. I remember in the fourth grade, one of my classmates, we were in our second week, if memory serves me correct, of fourth grade, and I'm sitting beside her, and she holds out her hand, and she says, "My hand has wrinkles. Do yours?" And I looked at my hands, and I said, "They do, but they didn't used to have wrinkles." She drew attention to the fact that my skin was starting to wrinkle, and that troubled me. And I went home and I started asking my mom, "Mom, what is happening to my skin?" I was examining what had been laid before me, and I had great interest and concern in wanting to know why my skin was starting to have wrinkles. Also, at a later date in my life, basketball became something important to me. And there was a time when it didn't really mean anything at all to me. And whenever, though, it was something that drew my interest, I could tell you all the NBA teams, and I could tell you all of the players, and not only the NBA, but I could tell you all the college teams, and even a lot of those in the state of Indiana where we hail from. And I could look back to those teams and tell you their players and the statistics. How was I able to do that? Because it was of interest to me, and I spent time examining those things. And this morning I tell you that in a greater way, we need to spend time examining the cross of our Lord and Savior. We examine to make judgment, and we examine to determine our beliefs. Whenever it came to the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Bible identifies to us that the Apostle Paul wanted to die to the world so that he could live faithfully as a child of God for God without allowing anything to disrupt him from accomplishing this great and glorious deal. As Paul moved forward in his life to die to the world and to live for God, he spent time examining the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in all, what do we find with the Apostle Paul? He built up his faith in God, as well as, friends, it motivated his life to live fully for God. And this morning I want to suggest to each and every one that is within the sound of my voice here this morning or watching us on television is that we need to examine every angle of the cross that God has revealed to us. We need to look to what motivated Jesus to die. We need to look to find as to how this fits into God's eternal plan of redemption. And we need to look in regard to how, through the blood of Jesus, that we are able to be forgiven of sin, and how that obedience fits into these measures. And therefore, friends, this morning I want to encourage each and every one to spend time in the Scripture on a daily basis, examining everything that you possibly can about the cross. But then also, another proper response to the cross of Jesus would mean that we need to submit to the Lord in baptism due to the cross. You see, it's at Calvary that salvation is extended to mankind. Before Jesus Christ died on the cross, the law of Moses was in place. And friends, in order to have redemption under the law, one had to come to God according to the Judaical system. One had to come with a sacrificial offering, but yet at the same time, you and I know, as the Hebrews writer exclaims unto us in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4, is that it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to remove sin. Why was it impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to remove sin? Friends, because ultimately, in order for salvation to be extended to mankind, it had to come through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now, in and only through Jesus, do we have an availability in order to have our sins forgiven and to be redeemed, to be bought back, and to be found in a right relationship with our God. How do we acquire what it is that God has to offer us? Going all the way back to the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, friends, we receive God's forgiveness and His blessings in Jesus in obedience. And as we look to the cross, as we have considered the cross now for 5 weeks in our Sunday morning sermons, I hope and pray that not only have we been able to identify some major aspects of the cross, and to draw our minds to that very end as to the importance of the cross. But friends, I hope and pray that these lessons, as they have been delivered, is that they have been received in love, as well as is that maybe they have inspired us to live closer to the cross as Christians, is that we will do all that we possibly can now to make sure that we are not guilty of nailing Jesus Christ to the cross ourselves by falling unto the sin that Satan lays before us. But friends, also I hope and pray that these lessons, and even the one this morning, maybe will help to encourage and motivate those who are not Christians to understand the importance of the cross, as well as the necessity to step forward before it's eternally too late in obedience because of what Jesus Christ has done and what Jesus Christ offers as a result of what we find in His sacrifice at Calvary for our sins. But then also, as we think with regard to the proper responses of the cross, As Christians, we are blessed, are we not, to be able to partake of the Lord's Supper each and every Sunday. As we partake of the cross, as we partake of the Lord's Supper upon the first day of the week, we need to understand is that this has been established by our Lord. Before Jesus Christ died on the cross, He met with His apostles for Passover. And friends, as He is consuming the Passover feast with His apostles in a private setting, Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through verse 29 explains unto us is that the Lord's Supper, the fruit of the vine, as well as the unleavened bread, grew out of that feast. And today we are given the Lord's Supper in order for us to be able to remember our Lord and Savior, what it is that He did upon the cross for you and me. But friends, also, we have an explanation given in the Scripture in regard to the fact that we need to examine ourselves and to make sure that as we are partaking, that we are partaking in a worthy manner. Is that we're not thinking about the things that the world has going on. And that we're not thinking about things outside of the worship assembly, meaning that what we're going to do whenever we get out of here, but rather we need to focus our attention upon what we are doing and what God wants us to do while we are here, wrapping our thoughts and our hearts, our minds fully around as we are surrounded the Lord's table to partake of the emblems. And therefore, as we partake of the Lord's Supper, God wants you and me not only to remember the cross of our Lord and Savior, but then also to recognize the emblems that we are consuming. And that these emblems, the unleavened bread, represents our Lord's body that hang on the cross, that He gave willingly for you and me. And as we reflect upon the body of our Lord and Savior, also to understand is that He was beaten for you and me in order for us to have a means of redemption. And as we think about His body, to realize is that He was stretched out and nailed to the cross. And those spikes were real whenever they went through His flesh. And as we partake of the unleavened bread, we contemplate this measure. We think about these things that He went through in the flesh. But friends, also then, as we partake of the fruit of the vine, we are to set our minds back to the fact that He spilled His blood, that He shed His blood in order for you and me to be able to be here this morning, in order for us to be counted as children of God. A lot of times we neglect putting thought into the matter, but rather we just do it out of habit. We do it somewhat ritualistic. And friends, God does not want us to do that, but rather He wants us to remember Jesus and to recognize the emblems and what it is that they represent, as well as to be respectful of others as we are partaking of the Lord's Supper each and every Lord's Day as He commands us to do. But friends, also, as we think with regard to proper responses of the cross, the Bible identifies to us is that as Christians, we need to prepare ourselves to take up our cross daily and follow after Him. To take up our cross means that we have something to bear in this life. And we are to do so knowing that God has given the ultimate sacrifice when Jesus Christ died for us. And therefore, whenever we think about bearing our cross, carrying our cross, it doesn't mean that we died for Him. It could mean that in some certain areas and in under certain circumstances or situations. But what God identifies in regard to you and me bearing our cross is that we live for Him, constantly living for the Lord. And to live for the Lord can be very challenging. And that's why it's referred to as a cross. We need to take up our cross. And in what way is it challenging? It's challenging because it's not the way that the world wants us to live. It's not the way that they're living. And it's not the way that they expect us to live. And therefore, because of that, whenever we seek to live contrary or opposite to the way in which the world is living, people look at us differently. And people speak about us differently. And people oftentimes will persecute us verbally and sometimes even physically because of our relationship with the Lord. And here's what God says about that. He says that we need to be prepared to that very end. Why? Because if we're not prepared to that end, to carry our cross under those circumstances when it's weighing down, there's a good chance that we might walk away from the Lord. And friends, that's not what God wants at all. The cross is central to everything that we represent in our lives and in our faith. And we need to constantly appreciate what God extends to us at the cross. And we need to examine all the detail that God gives us about the cross. Those who are outside of Christ need to submit to the Lord in obedience because of what God extends to man in and through the cross, through the blood of Jesus. And as Christians, we need to continue then to submit to the Lord in obedience after our baptism. And as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we need to constantly be looking back to the cross and not allowing our minds to go elsewhere. And we need to prepare ourselves each and every day to take up the cross and follow after Him. This morning I ask, are you a child of God? If not, do not tarry. Do not allow this opportunity to pass from you. This morning we will encourage you here in a few moments through our singing. And if you are subject to the Lord's invitation in any way, we want your heart to be pricked to the point to where you want to become a Christian, and that you're willing to submit Jesus, you're willing to confess Christ to be the Son of the living God, and you're willing also to submit yourself to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sin. We will assist you to that very end if you desire this morning. It may also be that we have members here who are erring, who have walked away from God. And this morning we want you to know not only God's love, but our love for you. And this morning we will receive you with open arms too if you respond to the invitation. And we will pray with you and for you that God will forgive you and that you'll be restored back. If you're subject to God's invitation in any way through Jesus, please come as to